Just so you're aware of what follows, let me offer a brief outline of the format of the meditation. The meditation consists of verses of scripture being read with breaks between. In the breaks, you will hear a chime sounded twice. The chime is a reminder to come back to what you've heard and to bring your attention to what arises for you as you contemplate the verse. So it is a simple process of listening, of reflecting, of coming back to the verse each time you hear the chime before we move on to the next verse. Let us begin. So I just invite you to sit back in a relaxed position with your eyes closed, bringing your attention to your breath. And as you continue to watch your breath, just deepening your breathing. And on each exhale, becoming more relaxed in the body. And as you continue to watch your breath, just taking a moment to scan all your muscle groups. And if you're aware of any centers of tension, just releasing those now. And you're invited to go deeper and deeper, bringing your attention to your thoughts. Allowing your thoughts to settle so that the mind becomes still and clear. So as your body is relaxed and your mind is still and clear, so now bringing your attention to the area of your heart. Just aware that the feeling that you have life in yourself is an appearance, and that that appearance arises from the Lord flowing into your soul moment to moment. So as the body's relaxed and the mind is still and clear, so the heart is at peace, open to receiving the word of the Lord. Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all their troubles.
And now, just bringing your attention to your breath once more. Taking in a few deep breaths and slowly releasing them. And with each breath, just becoming more aware of the sensation in your body. of your presence in the room. And I invite you now just to open your eyes, bringing with you a sense of the presence of the Lord's Word into waking consciousness.